Are you someone with ADHD looking to improve your productivity, feel more organized, and make fewer mistakes?
Yes, please. That's me. I want that.
Drumroll, please. I give you the Humble Checklist. While it may seem like a mere list of tasks that you do so often that it would be hard to believe someone would actually need it, I can tell you from personal experience that I reference my checklists pretty much every day. That is why we are going to talk about how checklists can be a crucial part of you keeping your head above water as a mom and a business owner with ADHD on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur. Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Have you ever sent out an email and realized after you hit send that you forgot to link to the product that you're promoting in that email? Or posted on social media and realized like a day later that you forgot to add hashtags? That's assuming hashtags are still a thing, which I'm not really great at social media, so I don't really know. Or maybe you're driving your kids to school and suddenly you both realize that you left the lunches sitting on the counter. There are so many executive functions involved with completing a task. You have to remember that you said you wanted to do the task. You have to decide all the steps in the task. You have to prioritize the different steps it takes to complete the task. You have to initiate action on those steps that you've decided are important. You have to be able to remember where you left off in case you get distracted or you have to stop working before you've actually completed the task. Let's just say completing a task, even a very small one, can feel completely overwhelming to someone with executive function challenges. And that is why, as someone with executive function challenges, I like to use checklists. I like to think of checklists like a recipe. You can make the same recipe over and over again. Let's say you've made it 50 times, and chances are you're going to remember all of the ingredients and all of the steps. But what happens on the day when you make the recipe and you do forget one of the ingredients or one of the steps? Or maybe a friend or family member wants a copy of that recipe. Could you guarantee that you remember every single measurement, ingredient, and step in the process to give that to them? A checklist is like a recipe for your regularly executed tasks in your home or in your business. And before I dive into the benefits of checklists for you today, I want to invite you to grab my 11 essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs. I created these free checklists based on 11 of the tasks that I see most frequently with my ADHD mompreneur clients. And no worries if the steps that I wrote down aren't necessarily the steps that you take, because these checklists are fully customizable and come with a video explaining exactly how you can make it your own. You can grab your free, customizable 11 essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the show description. So you may have read on a blog or in a book or seen a YouTube video talking about how checklists can be important as someone with ADHD. But why? How can they really make our lives easier? Here are five ways that I personally have found that checklists make my life easier as a mom and a business owner with ADHD. First, checklists help you forget fewer steps because you don't have to rely on your memory to remember everything you have to do or what your next move is. I cannot tell you the number of times that I have left out a crucial step in completing a task for myself, for my family, for my clients. It's so easy to get laser focused on completing a task that you might skip over a step that means your marketing reaches fewer potential people, or your clients don't receive a benefit that they are paying for. Or it costs you valuable time because now you have to redo something because you missed a step. This brings us to the second benefit of checklists and how they can help improve your ADHD productivity. Checklists help you make fewer mistakes. When all of the steps you need to complete the task are written down and you use that list as a guide, you are much less likely to make a costly mistake. And when I talk costs, I'm not just talking about the money it might cost you. I'm also talking about time, because I don't know about you, but as a busy mom and business owner, I do not have a lot of extra time to spare to go back and fix mistakes that I make. Mistakes can also cost you clout or expertise points. For instance, if I don't follow my post-client checklist after I have my weekly call with my clients, I may miss a follow-up reminder that I was supposed to give them, and therefore, I am not following through as the expert that I'm being paid to be. That's not going to look really great for me as an accountability coach. Number three, along with making fewer mistakes and missing fewer steps, checklists improve your productivity because you don't waste time recreating the wheel for tasks you regularly repeat. Rather than having to recall all the steps every time you invoice a client or write a blog post or package up a shipment to send to a customer, you now have a list that you can follow along and check off as you go, or you can pick up where you left off in case you didn't complete the task when you were working on it previously. Number four, checklists also make it easier for you to initiate tasks because you won't need to expend precious executive function energy trying to decide what to do first or what to do next. Decision-making and prioritization are two energy-draining executive functions that can make task initiation even harder for those of us with ADHD. That's why already knowing the steps that you need to take or what step comes next can make it easier if you are struggling to get started with a project or continue working on a project. And finally, checklists make it easier to delegate tasks to someone else in your business or home life. It will show someone exactly the steps that they need to take in order to complete a project in case you aren't there, or it will show them where you left off if they need to pick up from where you stopped. You may have heard the business term SOP, which stands for Standard Operating Procedure. And an SOP is essentially a standardized checklist that you need to follow in order to complete a task. But SOPs aren't only for business. You can create SOPs, aka checklists, for your family for things like cleaning the bathroom or paying the bills so that your spouse or your kids can jump in and help out easily and know exactly the steps that they need to take in order for the task to be completed. I use checklists all over my house to help act as a sort of external brain for the things that I have trouble remembering. We have checklists by the front door so that we don't forget anything for school or soccer practice. My boys have them in their room so that they can remember the steps they need to do to clean their room or get dressed in the morning. And I use them in my business daily for things like creating a podcast or editing a YouTube video or sending an email to my community. I'm amazed at how offloading these simple everyday tasks help to free up my brain for more focused work and creative thinking. And I want you to use your big, beautiful brain power to create the business and family life that you know deep down is possible. Creating and using checklists means that you will make fewer decisions about what you need to do, you'll make fewer mistakes while you are completing those tasks, and you'll complete the essential tasks more quickly and free up bandwidth so you can focus on creating something amazing. You can easily create your own checklist by writing down all the steps in the process the next time you do it. Or if you're a mom with ADHD trying to build a business and juggle family life, you can grab my free and customizable 11 essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the show description. And if you don't have a business, but you still want to jump in on this checklist game, you can grab my 20 home and personal checklists for just $17. These checklists are also customizable and come with a video explaining how to make them fit your family's needs. I've included 11 customizable checklists for your home and personal life, covering everything from house cleaning to daily routines to tax prep, and 9 customizable checklists for your kids, including daily routines and out-the-door lists for school, sports, or lessons. You can pick up your customizable 20 home and personal checklists for just $17 by visiting bit.ly/ADHD home checklists or by following the link in the show description. That's all from me today. I'm off to work on my checklist for everything that I need to do next week to get ready for Thanksgiving. Which reminds me, I'll be back next week to talk about the importance of gratitude as someone with ADHD. So make sure that you have hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the ADHD Mompreneur. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free customizable essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,